Now the story of an important new social network and the Harvard startup behind it. But we're not talking about Facebook. Kurt Nickisch from member station WBUR in Boston reports that the goal here is for social media to speed up the pace of scientific progress.
Iyad Madish could not figure out why his experiment wasn't working. This was a few years ago when he was a researcher at Harvard, and the way he was setting up the experiment wasn't quite right.
And these are the small things which in science, you know, cost you a lot of time.
His advisor didn't know. Nobody in his lab worked on the same stuff. None of his researcher friends could help.
I was so frustrated. I said, you know, there has to be something online where I go, where people can, you know, present themselves as a scientist, where they put the information about their research and publications, and you can search for it.
That's when Madish got the idea for a scientist network, a web platform for researchers to connect with each other and share best practices, not lab secrets, but the information that doesn't get published. Madish thinks ResearchGate will make scientists more productive.
My goal to win the Nobel Prize, and I really believe in that, like, if we think that ResearchGate will accelerate research in all the different fields, it will change the speed of science significantly in the future. So I definitely believe that ResearchGate could win the Nobel Prize for that.
That big idea ambition wowed investors. ResearchGate got funded by a former Facebook executive and the same venture capital firm that backed Twitter. So far, 900,000 people have signed up as members.
Logging in.
One of them is Carolyn Moore Coakless, who's logging onto the website at her Boston University office. Her profile page shows her picture, her field of neuroscience, her advisor, and publications. She can follow other researchers or click onto group pages that discuss specific topics.
Let's see what's going on in the computational neuroscience group today.
Moore Coakless says she uses Facebook too, but on there, people feel like they have to be clever or have mass appeal.
What's the best camera to buy? I'm going on a vacation. They're never anything to do with science.
Moore Coakless likes ResearchGate because she can ask obscure questions about algorithms. She also gets up to date on recent publications.
The scientific literature is so huge at this point that it's really impossible to get through, you know, everything in your topic area. People really rely on hearing it from other people.
Not every ResearchGate user is seeing the network effect. Kim Bertrand is an epidemiologist at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Sometimes I get these emails that are like, "Dear sirs, writing a dissertation on public health. Any suggestions? Please advise." I don't need that.
Founder Iyad Madish knows his site will only prove valuable if researchers use it to help each other, not just steal each other's ideas. But he says if he can build ResearchGate into an indispensable social network for scientists, that he can make more of a contribution that way than he could as a lone researcher. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic online backup with anytime, anywhere access for individuals and small businesses. Details at carbonite.com.
This is NPR.